Hello.
Hello, Brian.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Brian. This is Nadine Medina. I'm with Local Splash. I'm part of the quality control department. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful.
Awesome. So glad to hear that. It's only Tuesday, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the reason that I was calling, I don't know if you'll remember, this was actually, I'm going to say, wow, it's been a while. It was like probably in April. You spoke with a representative of mine by the name of Daniel, Nelson. Yeah. And, you know, he had spoken with you about first page placement, but, I mean, I saw that there was an interest. I saw you were, like, targeting 15 to 20 miles. You were able to handle more business, but then I didn't see what happened after that. So I was hoping if you could tell me at that time if what held you back was the pricing or was it just you were too booked out, if you could remember, to see if there might even be somewhere where I could might be able to assist you.
Oh, yeah, I told him I was working for a lawn care job then. So I was working there, so I told him I'll wait for a little while.
Oh, okay. Well, how's business now? I mean, are you still taking on more work now? Do you think this might be a better time for you now with placement on Google?
It's winter time now, so it's coming.
What do you typically do in the winter?
Like mulch.
Okay.
Lay ice, but the de-icer for the snow.
The de-icing? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So you got planting season. And...
Okay, planting. Okay.
Yeah,
how would you feel about, you know, having that online presence? I noticed that there's actually, you know, I found a Google business profile for you, R&R McCoy's Landscaping.
That one's
yours,
correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes, that's what I was calling about. Cause when I go on the search, I don't see it unless I type it in and I got to share the link with my customers versus them actually seeing on there.
Yeah. Who manages that page?
Oh, it's me. Me and my sister just made it. That was it.
Oh, good job. You guys did a great job. I mean, that's what we do is basically the programming that goes behind it. And then I see that you have the website. You did that as well. Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you. And then what else did I find here? Let me see. So R&R McCoy's Landscaping. How far are you guys still keeping it within 15 to 20 miles?
So now that I stopped working.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do like 30.
Oh, so you can go a little bit further.
Yeah, because I don't work for that. I stopped working for that landscaping company last week.
Oh, okay. So this used to be like a side hustle for you then.
Oh, yes. That was a side hustle. So I wasn't on it too much.
Oh, okay. Are you also using, what's this one that came up? Do you use Nextdoor or Angie's Leads?
I use Angie, but
okay.
Nextdoor, no, that was just like let me try something. Then never got on it.
Okay.
I don't even know how it worked, honestly.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How is the Angie's? Are you getting some leads off of that?
Yeah, I was, but I stopped with them, too, because this is becoming wintertime, and they just kept sending me stuff I wasn't wanting. Like, they're sending me, like, cutting down big trees and stuff, and then they're charging me for it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just leave this one alone.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because their leads was nothing I was asking for, so.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. So you got that, and then do you use Facebook at all? Like, you have a Facebook business page created yet or no?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good. A package that I would recommend for you, actually, and it's, in fact, I think it's the same one. I think Daniel had you in for a military discount.
Yes.
Are you a veteran?
Yes, I am.
No way! What branch?
Army. I did 7 years.
Wow. Thank you kindly for your service. It is greatly appreciated. Wow,
oh,
that's
yeah.
awesome. So listen, he actually had you at a package discounted for military. It looks like he had you at $249 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, it was $249 a month. I could still honor that. But
mm-hmm.
basically what that does is it's us taking your current Google Business profile and optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. We also
mm-hmm.
list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Our directory submission is Yelp, Apple Maps. We do Facebook advertising. So whenever
mm-hmm.
someone does that search on Google for your service, even, Brian, if they don't call you but they go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they'll see your ad appear. And that's going to also help you reach more new clients. We can go as far as 50 miles if you wanted. But it's a click-to-call ad. And then your website, we're not going to change it. We just always want to make sure your website is attached and we cover the mobile platform. So that way, whenever they use, you know, their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can still find you listed there. So it would pretty much cover all of your bases. And that's something that I could still honor for you at $249 a month. What do you think?
Okay. Is it a... So is it like on a month, is it like a contract or how does that work?
It's not a contract. I will say this, Brian, that they'll ask you for a 4-month verbal agreement. Like they'll ask you to stick it out 4 months. You pay monthly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to cancel, because you can cancel at any time, but if you cancel before the 4 months is up, there will be a sort of a cancellation fee, early termination fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, depending on what month you canceled, right? But again, you're paying monthly and that $249, that price will always be the same no matter how long you're with us.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, so in other words, you're grandfathered into it.
And then also all my stuff just be on Google first and then advertise them.
It's going to be within the first pages of Google. Yeah, so within that first page of Google is where you would be listed, specifically like right now how you were saying de-icing, mulch, planning, you know, those will be specific to the keywords that you use, right? However, you know, when seasons change, right, you can change your keywords too. So we do that. So this way, you know, we make sure you're being found for all the services that you provide. As we know that seasons change, right? So the focus might change a little bit. Great job on your reviews too. 7 of them. Good for you. Good for you.
I just told my regular customers that.
That's awesome. You know, we have a really good tool. So you'll have this customized tracking and reporting system, right, where you can track your results with us. So with this reporting system, there is a way that you can actually put in your past client's phone number or their email address, and it'll automatically send them a link to leave you a review. We always encourage it. For you to continue to get reviews on your Google Business profile, because, you know, Brian, it's like the modern day word of mouth. Someone who doesn't know your company by name sees one review, reads one review from someone who has used your services, you know that you're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are going to know who you are just by reading your review. Okay? But I will say this, that the beauty of our program is through that customized tracking and reporting system. So, you know, you're not just taking our word for it that this program would work. In fact, you can track what phone calls you're getting from new customers, where they performed the location of that search, how many times you came up in the search results, and that's something you definitely want to be able to track, okay?
Mm-hmm.
you have access to it 24/7. And, you know, Brian, I feel even though we're asking you stick it out for months, this is a monthly program, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel with it being at that $249 a month, I think it's something that, you know, you'd want to take advantage of today and give a shot. This way we could prove it to you, right?
Yeah, that's honestly, that's why I call. But yeah, I was seeing the pricing on it, and then what was the contract length.
Yeah, so did you go to our website? Because on our website, you're going to actually see the original rates. So those rates don't apply to you. But if you look at your email right now, I just sent an email to McCoy Landscaping22@yahoo. Yeah, that's the one that I had here on file that Daniel had. McCoyLandscaping22@yahoo.com. I just sent you an email.
Cool.
Okay.
Let me see. It's loading. What? Where is it from?
It's coming from N Medina at Local Splash, which is Nadine Medina. In the subject part, it'll say a VIP with Facebook ads. Yeah. It was probably just taking a minute to come through.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So what I did is I gave you the breakdown of that. So this way you see the setup fee is waived. So I was able to make sure that you got the same rate that Daniel had offered you. I'm glad that I saw that note because I was like digging. And then I saw, oh my gosh, wait a minute. He got a military discount. Oh my gosh. But I didn't see what brand. Yeah, my dad served in the Army, and so did his brothers, as well as my grandfather, so.
Mm-hmm.
So your service is greatly appreciated. Did you get all the perks you get with the Veterans Day?
Oh yeah, a couple food spots.
Okay, good. You're like, how about kick me down some money, you know? Yeah, I have a friend, he always goes to Disney or Knott's Berry Farm with his kids, because Knott's gives free entry to the veterans with their families. You just gotta show, I guess, your military card or what have you, you know, show proof of that.
Yeah,
which is cool, you know, and then, you know, Krispy Kremes and Starbucks and all these places, they all give like free food. I'm like, man, I need to get on that. But you know what? You guys deserve so much more. You know, Brian, really, you guys do. I always make sure to call my dad. I always call my dad and always thank him for his service, especially on Veterans Day. And he's like, well, sweetheart, I'm glad that you remember that, you know, because, I mean, hey, we wouldn't have the freedom we have, right, without the men and women who sacrifice. And your families, too, make a sacrifice, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed.
But what a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So usually is Army the choice with your family? I know certain families, like they have a bunch of Marines or, you know, I have a combination.
My whole family. Yeah. It was a couple Marines and most of them Army.
Uh-huh. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. My daughter's husband's, and he's a Marine. And he's actually stationed right now in Oahu. I'm like, wow, he's suffering. He's sure suffering, right, where you're stationed.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, my nephew is actually, he's in Missouri right now. He just graduated from boot camp. And so he's in Missouri.
That's MPs and stuff, correct? Like military.
Yeah.
Police.
Yeah, we were busting up because we were saying, you're a grunt. Because, you know, he's kind of had some struggles. You know what I mean? And so my brother-in-law was like, oh, yeah, he's leading the guys. Blah, blah. My husband's all, man, he's a grunt because he's lazy. He needs to pick up the pace. We just started busting up. I said, you're so mean. my husband's all, so he's basically, because he's a mess up, he's leading the other guys. My husband's like, I would be proud of that, telling my brother-in-law, and I'm like, you're terrible. You know, they all like to tease each other, so.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. That's love.
Yeah. We were all taking bets if he was going to make it, because we were like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, he did well. He did well.
That's the best part about it.
Yeah, for sure. So, what do you think about all this, Brian? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I definitely want to try it out just to see.
Okay. So you got the email, Brian McCoy. Do you spell it with just the M capitalized, or is the K capitalized as well in your last name?
The K is capitalized.
Okay. All one word though, right?
Oh yeah, McCoy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. All one word.
Now, the best number for us to reach you on, okay, is it going to be this number that we're speaking on, the 931-249-7595?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me just, that'll be the number that will, you know, if we're reaching out to you, you know, with any updates or what have you, that's the number that we're going to contact you on. I noticed that that's also the number on your Google Business profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to let you know, as part of our program, Brian, what we do is we put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. Okay. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's going to prevent from you from getting so many spam calls, but this is also how you're going to be able to actually track if those calls are coming from our program. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and what's cool about it is, let's say you're on the way to a prospect's home and you forgot the address. You go back into that tracking and reporting system and you can retrieve that call and grab the address from there. So it's a really helpful tool for you. Okay? The business name, it shows on Google, it's showing as R, ampersand R, McCoy's with an apostrophe S, landscaping. That's how it should show, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the address that you verified it at, was it the 3470 Bradfield Drive in Clarksville?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, I show that address is not showing because I'm assuming that that's probably your home address.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, good. I'm glad the address is hidden. You guys did good on that because usually people aren't able to hide their address, and I'm like, ooh, that's got to get hidden. That's not a storefront. No one pops up at, you know, to buy products or materials. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we hid it.
Okay, is there anyone else, Brian, other than yourself that you want to list on your account with us that can make changes, or is it just going to be you?
What information? I can put my sister on there, but
okay. The reason, and that's why I was asking, because you know how you said, well, my sister and I did this, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking because let's say you had your sister call in and say, hey, I need you guys to update some of the services, or I need you guys to change something, right? If her name is not mentioned on the account, we're going to tell her we need Brian to call and give you that authorization. So if you want her to be able to call in for you, you know, if there's a time you couldn't call in, I just need to notate her name. So this way they see she's authorized. Totally up to you. If you don't do it now, you want to add her in later, you can do that too. Okay?
I can add her in now.
Okay, what's her first and last name, just so I have it on the account here?
Brittany McCoy.
Brittany, the traditional way, B-I-R-T-T-A-N-Y?
N-E-Y.
N-E-Y, okay. All right. So I'm just putting her listed on the account that she's your sister and is authorized. Authorized to make changes, just in case if she were to call in on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. All right. Now, Brian, we're going to start going over billing information.
Mm-hmm.
before I even process a payment, I have to walk you through a voice verification recording. And it's because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is also an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing with your invoice. Okay. When I'm walking you through this, if there is anything that you don't understand, you just do me a favor and stop me. And this way we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And then what I'll do is I'll rephrase it for you because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before I process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to actually walk you through that first, if that's okay, before we take down any card information. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay, yes.
Please state the name of your business.
R&R McCoy's Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brian McCoy, the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brian, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to text you right now this phone number, and I want you to save it in your contacts under our name, Local Splash. So this way you never lose our phone number, okay? If you ever need to get in contact with us, you want to call that 877 number. Also, when we reach out to you, customer service will call from that same number, and that's why I want you to save it, okay? When you call, I'm always going to ask you to allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. That does not mean it's going to take that long, right? But I do have to say that, okay?
Okay.
And then let me know to make sure you got that text I sent.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Beautiful. So make sure you save that number, okay? Now, as a result of increased visibility, you may, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm actually going to provide you a security question, okay? And this is to protect your account, and this will also help you identify if the call is actually coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose one of the three: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for the security question?
The city I was born in.
And what city was that?
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville?
Yes.
Okay. In the Carolinas?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, let's say you get a call, right? And you're like, is this really Local Splash calling me? Okay, what you're going to do is you're going to say, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them. Okay?
Oh, that's simple.
Yeah. And it's just a way to protect you. Now, I am going to tell you this, that sometimes, you know, I'll give you an example, right? Some of my clients get a call from a company called Yelp. Okay? Yelp, basically, what they do is advertising on their specific directory listing. So if you ever get any of those calls and you might be interested, call me because I can get you like a discounted offer. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
What's that mean?
So basically what this means, Brian, is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, okay, give us a call so that we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? So, example.
I will not.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah, because again, we want you to save money, not spend more. Okay? Yeah. Now,
the only thing I have is business cards. That's it.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. Now, as a part of our verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license or insurance or registration. If you have any of that, send it to us. If you don't worry about it. Proof of insurance. If you have any other items recommended for the Google business verification, right? We kindly ask that you submit those documents within the first 7 days, because failure for you to do that with the necessary documentation within that time frame, it could result in delays, or it could suspend your account with us, not your profile. I'm talking about your account, okay, with us. So what we ask is that you kindly submit those documents within the first 7 days. Do you agree to submit those items within the 7 days?
What if I don't have any?
That's okay. So what I'm going to do is once we're done, I'll send you a list. And these items are going to be items that we need pictures of: work tools, work equipment, business cards. You know, you mentioned you have business cards, right, that you hand out. Send us a photo of that. Send us a photo of your vehicle that you use to work in, okay? So we'll give you a list of items, and you just send us what you can. And whatever you don't have, don't worry about it, okay? So all we're going to ask is just get those submitted within the first 7 days, okay? There's a lot of companies that don't have a business license or insurance yet. They're still working on that. So we always tell them, just send us what's on that list that you do have, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So do you agree to get those items to us within the 7 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do it today, because most of the stuff in the garage, my business
card. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, my business card and my wife's shirt.
You know, even if you do invoicing, like let's say you do like invoice receipts for your clients, you can send us even a picture of that, just not with their information on it. You know what I mean? Sometimes people do invoicing, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, okay, which is November 18th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a 4-month verbal agreement. Remember, we're asking you to stick it out 4 months. So your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 18th day of each month in that amount of $249. So this is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and that's the number I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. Make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel. Okay. Now, if you cancel with your account, okay, within the first 120 days, there will be an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, you want to make sure that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that next billing is due. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So, Brian, the card that we're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
My name.
And how does your name read on there? Just Brian McCoy, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, Brian D. McCoy.
Okay. D as in Delta?
Yes.
I kind of learned that, you know, Delta, Roger. Not that I was in the military, because I'll be straight out. I wouldn't be able to hang with all the workouts. Are you kidding me? I'd barely make it through boot camp alive. And it's like one of the guys in boot camp, he's like military. I'm like, listen, coach. We are not in the military. He's like, I promise you, if you follow my instructions, you will be fit. I'm like, I don't know, because I feel like I might have a heart attack right now. Okay. Is it the same billing address as well?
Yes, 34.
Okay. Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it a Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Let me just go here. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4327.
Mm-hmm.
3901.
Okay.
0266.
Uh-huh.
1447.
1437?
47.
For the last four? 1447.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll repeat it back to you. 4327-3901-0266, 1447, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
0227.
0227, and the CVV code on the back?
134.
134. Okay. So I'm just updating the package, and then I'll process that payment. And then I want you to start thinking about, I'm going to do a client interview for you. Okay. Basically, the client interview is going to be with one of our technicians. They are going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms, the areas of target, your Facebook ads. This is really where the magic is going to happen. It's not with me, although I think it is, but it's not. you know, just it's not. But do want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you. How does your schedule look for later on, I would say, this evening? Like, how does your schedule look? Or do you prefer tomorrow?
I'm good for now.
Okay. Let me take a look real quick at what we have available, and then we'll see here. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
How's your guys' weather over there right now? Is it cold?
Oh, it's windy. It's very windy.
Is it really? Oh, my gosh. Wow. You know, I'm in Kelly, right? And let me tell you, it's like the weather is right now, like we had a storm, right? You're probably going to laugh when I tell you what our storms look like. You're going to be like, really? But literally, like our, like we had a lot of rain, but when we get rain, it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like the rain is just like all bad because we don't get rain. And when it happens, it's like, oh man. Oh man, it's like, you know, you would think Californians don't know how to drive in the rain. It's like horrible. You know what I mean? It's all bad. We're actually in Southern California. Have you ever been out this way?
Oh yeah, I've been to LA, San Diego, and San Francisco.
I used to be stationed
down in Washington.
No way. Okay, so we're actually in Orange County. So Orange County is in between Los Angeles and San Diego. That's where we're at.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Awesome. Yeah, so that's where we're at, you know. I was born and raised out here, so.
Oh, you're a Cali girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have family. It's funny because I have some family in Tennessee. I think I have an aunt that lives in Tennessee, my grandma's cousin. But she moved from Florida because her and her husband got divorced with all the, I guess, the tornadoes happening up there, and he blamed her. It's crazy, right? I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Florida gets hit the hardest. Yeah. Florida gets hit the hardest.
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time. It's just, like, super sad when that happens.
Yeah, we just get all day rain and wind, though.
Do you? Oh, man.
Yeah. every time we get out here.
We've been having a lot of rain, and then they're talking about, like, we're going to get a little bit of a break, and then it's going to start up all over again. I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's never the business around here. Okay. So in a couple of minutes, you're going to be getting a receipt, and then you're going to get a couple other emails and text messages, okay, because we send it to both. Let me look at the calendar to see what we have available for today for the client interview. And basically what we do is we block out an hour. The client interview could take about 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. Depends on how many questions or details you have. I actually have a client interview available, and let me know, it's whatever the time that I give you is going to be in your time zone. Okay. Cause you're in central time, right? I know Tennessee's got the different sides, but so you're central. Right now, I have an appointment available 4 o'clock, 4:30, or 5 your time.
4 o'clock works.
4 o'clock. Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before your interview. Now, we will call you, okay, from the 877 number. You just want to make sure that you are answering all calls with in that hour. If for some reason we call you, Brian, and you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, listen, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me right back? And we will call you right back. Okay? And I'm sorry, you said 5 o'clock, right?
Four.
Okay. Let's put you for 4. I'm over here having like a brain fog. Okay. All right. Now, let me send this to you real quick, and then we're going to go over some notes. They're just going to be basic notes for the technician, so I probably only need like about maybe 5 more minutes, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
I know you probably got stuff to do, too, but I just like to make sure that I got everything listed in here correctly. Okay, so let me send this. Okay. So, yeah, so they'll call you between that hour. So, again, just make sure you're answering all calls within that time frame. Okay, now let's start going over some of your notes here so that way my technician knows where to start from. McCoy. I hear McCoy, and I'm thinking something famous, and I can't remember. I'm trying to think. Is there a dealership with that name out here?
Oh, it's like one of them last names I get asked all the time. Like,
do you? Do people ask you, are you related to the McCoys and blah, blah, blah? And you're like, no. No, I'm not.
It's just the way it's spelled, because normally they spell it with the 2 C's.
Oh, okay. See, I typically see it the way you spell it. So people spell it with 2 C's? Interesting.
Yeah, in the South, it's the 2 C's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. All right. Let me see. Okay. Are you licensed and insured or in the process of any of that? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
Oh, yes. Insured, and then my license is different from Tennessee, so I have to see what the requirement in Tennessee for the, like, the LLC and stuff.
Oh, okay. So I'll just put yes, not for Tennessee yet. Okay.
Yes.
And then you said you're insured, right? Like you have business insurance?
I don't know. I have regular. I don't know if I can. Can I call, like, because I got USAA. Can I call them and then put the business insurance on there also? Or is it like
a
different?
You might. I don't know. It's like your auto insurance, right, is what you're talking about? I don't know because I think auto insurances are different from business insurance. Yeah, they're different. And then for your keywords, like your services right now, I'm going to put mulch, right?
Yes.
De-icing?
Yes.
What else?
You can put aeration, feeding, fertilizer.
Okay. Aeration. I always spell that wrong.
Yeah, me too. I have to go and spell it.
I'm all, you know what? We're gonna
still spell it wrong.
We're gonna do this because, you know, Nadine might spell this wrong. So let me see.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lord help me. Oh my goodness. Okay. Raised beds, improve the drainage, and there we go. Aeration. Okay, I was spelling it right. Okay, because for a minute there,
yeah.
I almost spelled it. They probably would have said, Nadine, what is this?
Yeah.
But they would probably know, like, okay, well, he does long stuff, so. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you said fertilization.
yes, and seeding.
And seeding. Okay.
Hmm. I'm not,
is this residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. You were going to say something?
It's towards the end of the mowing season, but it's like a couple people that still want grass cut.
You never know. You never know, so
yeah,
let's just put it.
Yeah.
Do you do any cleanups, leaf blowing, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that because I almost forgot about that. It's called leaf removal.
Leaf removal. Okay.
You know
at any time, do you do any like tree trimming, bush trimming?
Yes, but when I did that on the other app, they was calling me to put...
For, like, tree removal?
Me.
You're
Yeah, I was like, I don't do the big trees. I don't do that. So it's kind of
Okay, so we won't even put it, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, your hours of operation shows as follows. Monday, 7:30 to 5. Tuesday is 7:30 to 12 a.m.
Yeah, that
Wednesday,
was an accident and didn't know how to fix it.
Okay. And then Wednesday was 7:30 to 7:30. Thursday through Sunday is 7 to 5. So what do you want me to put so this way they can adjust all that?
All of that from 7:30 to 5.
Okay, so Monday through Sunday is 7:30 to 5. Got it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure so that way they can adjust that. And you said 30 miles is a good distance for you now to travel?
Yeah, 30 miles. Yeah.
Okay. And then let's see here. Today is Tuesday. I can't believe this month is flying.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I don't want to see another turkey in my life. I'm turkeyed out already. We've had too many Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, church stuff. Oh, let's make a Thanksgiving theme. I'm like, why?
Oh, wow. Wait, Thanksgiving next Thursday?
Yes, and I'm already
Jesus.
Sick of turkey.
Oh,
I don't want to see another turkey in my life. Now, I'll take some good southern mac and cheese, but keep me, like, I don't want no turkey. I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do the ham and stuff. I don't do too much turkey.
Do you? You know what?
Yeah,
I'm down
ham.
For ham. I am definitely down for ham and some good southern mac and cheese. Not like that phony bologna stuff that they do in a box or like, you know, I like the one that's got like the crust on top. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
with all the different cheeses and it's got a little bit of a Cajun type of,
burning a little bit.
Seasoning.
Yeah.
Yes. So you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's like my fave. Yeah. I like that. Yep. For sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm like, I like that. I kind of like the corn cake, too. You know that corn casserole they, you know, everyone makes?
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty good. man, I'm getting hungry over here. Okay, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone call and text.
Phone and text, okay.
I forget about an email sometimes. So I don't even
do
know
you?
Yeah, I forget about email.
I know, me too. Sometimes I'm like, I tell my husband, hey, I need you to check the email because they're supposed to email you something. He's like, oh, and I'm like, if I don't tell him, that man will never check his emails.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, it's like having another child with you, and he just laughs. I'm like, I am not your secretary. His doctor will call, and I'm like, you guys don't have his phone. They're like, oh, but he doesn't answer. And I'm like, this guy, I swear. I tell him, I'm going to start charging you for being your secretary. He just laughs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then you have a business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it here. So you'll just add us on as managers to the business Facebook page so that way we can run your Facebook ads. It's under R&R McCoy's, right?
So it's actually, it's Brian McCoy, and then it's got the commas and says McCoy Landscaping. But my regular Facebook always pop up, but...
I wonder if it's because it's like a personal Facebook. Let me see if I can find it, and I'll tell you right now.
Okay. I can share it to that number.
Okay, you know the number? Yes. Send me the link, and I'll look at it. Just because I want to make sure that it's an actual business Facebook page for you, because if it's not...
I just sent it to the Google Splash.
Yep, yep, yep. That's good. Yeah. You can send it there. Absolutely. Okay, let me see. Yeah, because it'll come in a minute to me. And then you have your own website. Okay. I got that note. Let me go to what you just sent me. Yep, perfect. Oh, so you spell Brian different.
Oh, yeah, everybody spell it with a Y.
Oh, do you spell it with a Y or with an I?
A Y.
You spell it with a Y. Well, good thing I saw that because I spelled it wrong. Lord, let me fix it. Ay, ay, ay. You got the unique spellings over here.
Yeah, both of them.
I should have asked, huh? I'm like, oh, I just assumed, you know, he spells it the traditional way. You like to be unique.
Yeah, I should have said so, because normally, yeah.
Yeah, your mom wanted you to be unique. That's why.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, perfect. Yeah, that's actually, Brian, that's actually a business Facebook page.
That's really
what it looks like to me. Yeah. Yeah, it has your name on there, but, well, I don't know. No, you know what? I wonder if this is, I'll have the team look at it because it looks, because you have a separate one, right? Like a separate Facebook?
This one
it looks like this would probably be your business one. The team will look at it just to make sure. Beautiful content on here. Great job.
Thank you.
Really good work. I like that. And I love the logo too. Okay. Simple. Clean, crisp. I really like the logo. Some logos I see are like too busy. Okay. Couple of things. There's two things I need you to find, either in your text messages or your emails. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One is going to say initial invoice. The other one's going to say action pictures needed. Whichever one you find first. Okay. One of them will say, hello, Brian D. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email.
It's loading. There we go. I got four.
Okay. Read the first one. What's the first one you're looking at, hon?
Pictures needed.
Okay. So you're going to open that up. Okay, and basically what you're going to do is, I know you have the Google Business Profile, right? But we always like to be proactive, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We always like to be prepared. So if for any reason Google says, oh, we need a re-verify or whatever, we got what we need to tell them, hey, here's the stuff. So you're just going to send us pictures that are on that list. Some of them, remember, you might not have. So send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your business cards, if you have business cards, invoicing, but not with your client's information on it, right? If you have, I know you mentioned you have a business license. Was it from a different state?
From North Carolina.
Okay. Was it the same business name?
No, this was before I went to the Army and I was young.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So don't even worry about that.
That's probably long gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't even worry about that. So you're just going to send us what you do have from that list. Those pictures won't post anywhere on Google online, but it's just for a back office. Okay? Now, what's the next ones that you see?
I just sent that to the email, right? I mean, to the text message, right?
Yeah, you could text it. You could even email it to support at Local Splash. The technician's going to go over it with you, too, so that way you know they'll give you other options where to send it. Okay?
Next one say, welcome to Local Splash.
A copy of your invoice is located below this email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the one that you're on, right?
Yes. It's the,
okay.
What do you mean by up to 45 to 60 days to begin seeing results?
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to go over that timeline with you. Okay?
Okay.
So, and that was going to be the other thing I was going to go over. But since you're already there, I want to go over it now. Okay?
Okay.
So basically, what we say is this. From your client interview, which I'm glad we're doing right now, this is going to get us moving faster. Okay? So, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in those directories, and they can already start generating phone calls for you. Okay?
Okay.
7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Remember, those can start generating phone calls for you. Okay? What we always state in the terms and conditions, what you see in writing, the 45 to 60 days is always a timeline that we give for the full fruition. That's getting you optimized to the first page, managing you there, the directories and all that. We always give that timeline because we prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay?
Okay.
I've seen some people, it happens sooner, right? And in your case, it could happen sooner. However, I still stick to that timeline because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. It's a matter of you. You're going to add us on as managers to your Google Business profile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this way we can optimize it and manage it. But keep in mind, Brian, we're also going to be, you know, notifying you like when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories. So we're also keeping you in the loop as these steps are being completed. Okay? So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing. All right. So again, it doesn't happen overnight, but we get you listed in a timely manner.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Always remember when you need to update your keywords, let us know. So that way we can go ahead and start, you know what I mean? Updating whatever keywords need to be updated when seasons change. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you see where it has your phone number, it'll say mobile phone, and then, because you clicked on the terms and conditions, right? Where it says click here?
Let me see.
On that invoice?
No, I didn't click on anything. You just got the welcome letter.
Okay, do you see where it says, let me see here. Let me go here. Do you see where it says terms and it'll say click here to accept the terms and conditions?
No, it just says you can log into your account and you got the username and the password.
Oh, okay. So let's do that. Let me give you the username. The username
it's
is going to be.
My phone number, right?
Yes, your phone number.
And then net Google.
And then. Yep. Man, you are already one step ahead of me.
I was looking, I was like, yeah.
You're like, man, I'm already on this, girl. You're way behind. Okay. So when you do that, it'll log you in, right? It might tell you, remember me. I would say, yeah, this way, you know, you don't forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hit save this password. Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, so they receive text messages, authorize the credit card information, and I acknowledge the payment is reoccurring.
Yes. Yes. And then at the very bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. No period after the D because it's super case sensitive.
Okay.
And then you'll just confirm your signature.
You said no period, right?
No period after the D. Just Brian space D space McCoy.
Okay. Oh, it said access to your Google Business profile so we can optimize it.
Yep, perfect. So don't do anything there because the technician is going to be going through all of that with you, okay? So this is actually how you log into your tracking and reporting system to track your results with us. Okay?
Oh.
So I recommend within 5 to 7 days start logging in there. Okay? Because that's how you'll be able to see what phone calls you're receiving. You can view your profiles. So the technician's going to be going over all of that with you today during your client interview. Okay?
Okay.
So,
question.
Yes.
I would have to switch my Google account because on my personal phone, that's where I have my Google account and log on to that business page.
If that's where you have, like, where you remember your stuff at, probably the technician will simplify it for you. So I wouldn't do anything until when they talk with you today, because they'll tell you, they'll even send you the instructions step by step how to add us on as managers. Okay. We're here for you every step of the way. We have an amazing team. Okay.
Okay.
So Brian, I'm going to send you that reminder an hour before your interview, just in case if it slips your mind. Just to remind you that it'll be in the next hour. They will call you between 4 and 5 o'clock. So just make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. If I am not available, okay, they will proceed without me. Okay, they won't wait for me.
Oh,
they'll
okay.
just call you directly, and it'll be from the 877 number. But if when we call you, you needed 5 or 10 more minutes, just let them know, and then we'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and to welcome you to our local Splash family. Brian, I am so super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing it. I've been thinking about it for a while, but I was just working at a landscaping company in the summertime. So
and now it was time to start off on your own now. Well, good for you. Good for you. And listen, you've done a great job so far. You've done a great job. Now let us do the programming behind this, okay? And you know, all I say is be patient and it's going to come to full fruition. You know, we're with you every step of the way and we have a great team to assist you. Okay. If you don't have any other questions, I'm going to let you go about your day.
I'm doing too much today.
Okay. Well, that's good. So kind of taking a little bit of a break, but yeah, if you have any questions, please let us know. The client interview, they're very, very detailed and they're going to get you through everything. Okay.
Okay. Also, is there an app? Or is just I have to log in this way?
Actually, the login, but they might have an app. So the technician, I'll mention to them that you're asking about the app to see if they can help you with downloading an app. Let me put that in here. I'll notate that in there so that way they can talk to you about that too. Okay? All right.
Oh, was that the last thing on the email?
Yep, that was it. Yep, just those two things. Uh-huh. Those were specifically the ones that I really needed you. Yeah, because the other ones, one's just like another welcome one. The other one is the client interview invite.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, the most important ones were those two that I wanted you to open up. Those were the most important ones. Okay? And then now on your website, let me just pull it up here. They're not going to tinker with the website. I just want them to know that this is your website. So that way that website's always attached wherever you're listed to. Okay. Perfect. All right. And great job on those 7 reviews. Keep getting them. Keep getting those reviews.
I need a couple more in it.
Yeah, just always remember, and how you could really simplify it too is in that client dashboard, there's a way that you can grab your reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do, how you can do that is you can put your client's information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could put their phone number or their email address, and that will actually post, it'll send a link to them so that they can click on it and post on your actual like Google Business Profile. So it's a really cool tool. Yeah, really good tool. Okay.
So all of that is going to be linked together. Like my Google yes. that I have, my Facebook
yes.
and then.
Yeah. So like, for example, when you request for the review and you put like your client's phone number on there and it'll send them a review request, it's going to be for the Google Business Profile. Okay. Cause that's the most important one that you want to have the reviews. If you ever, ever got someone who left you a bad review, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can actually, we have ways of disputing it with Google to see if we can get the bad review removed. Just so you know that we help in that sense too. Not that you would get any, but it's always something to know, you know, for in the future. Okay. If that were to ever happen. I don't see that happening for you. So
I hope I don't get a bad one.
Nah, I think you'll be good. You're fine. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we will talk to you later on this afternoon, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Okay, Brian. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and we'll talk with you shortly here, okay?
Okay. I'll be by the phone around 4.
Sounds good. All right, you have a blessed one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.